Now we return to news items. A number of charity works and also cultural events makes the news this week. First of all, the director of the Theatre Royal wades into the debate on investment in the arts. Norwich's theatre boss has warned the government to ignore culture at your peril, urging the Chancellor not to overlook the economic value of the creative industries. The theatre's chief executive and creative director, Stephen Crocker, has called for investment in the arts in this autumn's budget, a sector now worth more than £125 billion to the UK economy. Norwich Theatre welcomed 500,000 people through its doors last year, and for every £1 spent on tickets, the theatre says an additional £2.18 is generated in the region's economy through audiences spending locally. Hamilton, which began its six-week run at the Theatre Royal this week, is estimated to inject £8 million into the local economy, making almost 56,000 seats available over the course of 47 performances and attracting theatre-goers from 23 countries. Of those who book tickets, one in five are expected to stay overnight. But without significant capital funding, nearly 40% of UK theatres are at risk of closure in the next decade.
A father has raised £6,000 in a charity effort inspired by his newborn son's fight for his life. Nate Gregory from Cromer is preparing to kayak 90 kilometres over 3 days along the Norfolk Broads starting today. The challenge, called Paddling for Preemies, is in support of the neonatal intensive care unit where his son Eben spent 7 weeks after being born prematurely in 2021. Mr. Gregory said, "My son was born prematurely where the incredible team saved his life and we were able to bring him home. Although, devastatingly, this isn't the case for all families."
The 21st outing of the iconic Pink Ladies Tractor Run took place in July, with a recent event announcing the total from this year's event. Each year, the Tractor Run raises money for Cancer Research UK's Cancer Appeal, with a total just over £1 million raised for the charity. This year, a record 192 ladies took part in the run, with a convoy of pink tractors travelling through 20 miles of the North Suffolk and South Norfolk countryside. Organiser Annie Chapman said, "Last year, the run raised an incredible amount, £127,000. My husband, John, and I quietly agreed that we were never likely to raise that sort of money again in a single year. But my wonderful pink ladies have proved us wrong, well and truly wrong. 192 of them turned out on July the 6th to raise an extraordinary £136,850 for Cancer Research UK's Breast Cancer Appeal."
A cancer patient has turned her diagnosis into a lifeline for others. Gemma Seeger, a personal trainer from Norwich, was diagnosed with multiple myeloma in 2021 after discovering that her back pain was actually a collapsed vertebra. She underwent an autologous stem cell transplant at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, the NNN, in December 2021, spending 2 weeks in hospital isolation over Christmas. Miss Seeger said, "It was a lonely experience. The treatment tested me physically, emotionally, and mentally. Thanks to the generosity of my friends and family, I had gifts and little luxuries that made all the difference." Inspired by her experience and by organisations like Little Lifts, which provides gift boxes to breast cancer patients, she created Reboot Boxes, care packages for patients undergoing stem cell treatments. She has since launched a Life in Progress CIC, a non-for-profit organisation aiming to provide every stem cell transplant patient in the UK with a reboot box.
A symbolic baton of hope carried powerful stories of heartbreak and healing during a city tour aiming to spark life-saving conversations and prevent suicide tragedies. Norwich was selected as one of 20 UK cities to host the National Suicide Prevention Initiative. More than 40 baton bearers joined the relay, stopping at key landmarks and community spaces, culminating in a closing ceremony at Norwich City Football Club. The baton's journey was officially launched by the Lady Dannant, Lord Lieutenant for Norfolk, at the Norfolk Showground. Lady Dannant said there was a particular need to focus on mental health in farming and rural communities, which touch the very soul of Norfolk. Our farmers and our rural workers are the quiet custodians of our land, she said. They work with extraordinary dedication, often in solitude, and with many burdens that are rarely spoken about. And yet too many carry those burdens in silence, until the silence becomes unbearable. That is why we're here, to break that silence with compassion, with courage, and with hope. Next, our first feature. In his nostalgia column, Derek James takes us inside the plan to transform Norwich after the Second World War. His article is read by Ian Robertson.